This is St. Louis Public Radio. Clinical trials offer patients access to experimental therapies that could help people with cancer and other diseases. Trial diversity ensures the most accurate results, but more people of color need to participate. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports on Siteman Cancer Center's efforts to improve diversity by bringing the science to people's neighborhoods.
Earlier this year, Judy Hall's doctor told her she had cancer. She called it a nightmare.
It was very scary at the beginning when I found out.
The diagnosis wasn't a new one for her family. Her daughter had had breast cancer too. She recommended Hall go to Siteman's newest cancer center in North St. Louis, 3 blocks away from where her family lived. That's where Hall decided to participate in a trial for an experimental drug to shrink her tumor.
So I said, well, yeah, that'll be a good idea to help other women that's going through it. Maybe it's something small that I'll be able to help them understand it better.
Hall took special medicine and visited her doctor every week. The whole trial, she stayed at her daughter's house down the street.
Being around family, if you can, it's a good thing.
Siteman Deputy Director John DiPersio says the clinic Hall visited was one of several the institution built to care for underserved populations and also to increase their participation in clinical trials.
The goal of this cancer center is to make everything available for everybody that would be available for the richest Caucasian person that lives in Ladue.
For years, most clinical trial patients were white men. While the gap is closing, fewer than 10% of cancer clinical trial participants are people of color. That's despite the fact the disease disproportionately affects African Americans, who have the highest death rate and shortest survival for most cancers. Ideally, DiPersio says, every person could easily come to Siteman's main campus across from Forest Park, which boasts the most specialized doctors and facilities. But that can be hard, especially for people on the predominantly Black North Side.
And so what we've done is we've done the next best thing and we've spread out to satellites.
Now there are trials at all 4 Siteman satellites. Radiation oncologist Lannis Hall, no relation to Judy, works at the St. Charles location. She's also the clinical outreach coordinator for the program to eliminate cancer disparities at Washington University.
If we're going to reduce disparities, the only way that we're going to find the solutions is through clinical studies.
Hall says the lack of diversity is bad for public health.
If you don't participate in clinical studies, it may be that an outcome will be applied generally to the population that may not be right for you.
For example, most organizations advocate mammograms after women turn 45 or 50, but those recommendations were based on studies with limited diversity. In fact, 30% of Black women discover breast cancer before their 50th birthday. The screening guidelines can put them at risk. Hall says lots of patients tell her they don't have time or energy to participate. By bringing science to people, one of the many barriers to participation is removed. In a still segregated city such as St. Louis, that matters.
A significant portion of our community of color resides in North St. Louis and in North County, and therefore Siteman in North County really may be easier for people to get to. In fact, we know that is the case.
Trials help patients, too. Not only are they exposed to new treatments, they see their doctors all the time. There's a whole team monitoring how they're doing. Judy Hall loves seeing her doctors every week, and being able to participate in a trial close to her family meant lots of support from her grandkids.
Everything that I thought might was wrong with me, they would say, "You okay, Granny? Do you need this or do you need that?"
She'll know more about whether she needs major surgery soon. As for now, she's able to focus on her family and herself. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.